Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is an announcement in the Manafort criminal case pending in New York. And it's going to be difficult for people to understand it, and I'm going to unpack it. New York's highest court, and this is strange, New York's highest court is called the Court of Appeals. Its lowest trial court is called the Supreme Court. So if a Supreme Court judge in Brooklyn says something, it's very small potatoes. It is the entry level. If the Court of Appeals says it, that is the higher court. That is the equivalent of their Supreme Court. And it's a well-regarded court. It's well-known nationally. And they have just ruled that Manafort cannot be tried on mortgage fraud charges that Trump had pardoned him from federally. They've ruled that Manafort can't be tried under New York state law, where Trump can't pardon him because Trump pardoned him under federal law for the same thing. Now, immediately, everybody's going to go, wait a minute, Matt. I thought that if Trump pardons people, that works federally, but he has no power to pardon people for state offenses. And the answer is, you're right. That's absolutely true. And I've said that, and everybody said that. So how does the highest court in New York get off saying that that federal pardon somehow bars Manafort, who's a crook, he's a criminal, barred from New York going after him criminally for mortgage fraud and some of the other things that Trump had pardoned him from in federally? Well, here's the answer. It's called double jeopardy. It's a separate constitutional provision, separate constitutional theory. And that is that when you are pardoned or acquitted of something, you cannot be retried for it to see if they can get you the second time. And it started out a theory, and here's what prosecutors would do, say, under state law. Very famous old case, guy in a mask and a gun goes in, guys are playing poker, he holds them all up and steals their money. Prosecutor charges him with robbing one of them. And the prosecutor loses, he's acquitted. Same with the second one. By the third or fourth, they finally get a conviction. Supreme Court said, no, that's one nucleus of operative fact. He either robbed the poker game or he didn't. And you tried him about robbing one of the guys there. Jury said he didn't. You can't be just, you know, under double jeopardy, kind of keep going down the line and have seven trials or eight trials, however many poker players were. Can't do that. Now that's state, that's just same prosecutor. But here, a federal pardon operates to cleanse him, to pardon him from the federal crime, in this case of mortgage fraud, because he used the phone, he used mails, he used internet, you know, to commit the fraud, something that goes over state lines. Well, states frequently have parallel statutes for the same stuff as the feds. And all they're saying here is he was pardoned and that extends to the entire nucleus of operative fact. In other words, it's the same mortgage fraud. It's just dressed up as a state statute. Now, if Manafort murdered somebody in Manhattan, they can go after him. And Trump's pardon for mortgage fraud won't stop that. I'll tell you what, if Manafort committed state tax fraud, and if, I don't know how extensive Trump's pardon was on federal crimes, but if he pardoned him for federal tax fraud, I think the prosecutor has an argument there. But the Court of Appeals might say, that's the Supreme Court, might say, well, it's close enough. And if he's pardoned for tax fraud, he's pardoned for tax fraud. So they're going to have to go down the lines with Manafort and find things that he did that were violations of state law in New York, where they can go after the skunk, they can go after him, and yet he won't have any kind of argument that they're in the same nucleus of operative fact, same nucleus of operative fact for his federal pardons. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. But Manafort is looking quite pleased with himself, quite pleased. I mean, he's a criminal. He did all this stuff, stole a lot of money, betrayed the country. Many of his crimes should have been tried in federal court. Trump stuck in the pardon. The one thing Trump didn't do is pardon himself, that we know of. There is suspicion among people who know him and experts that he issued pocket pardons. Pocket pardon is he signs the document and he sticks it in his pocket. And there's a suspicion that he pocket pardoned his sons, his daughter, some of the really bad people around him, like Giuliani, that didn't publicly surface as being pardoned. And they're going to lie in the weeds. Those beady eyes are down there in the tall grass. You'll hear the rattle. And they get plucked out by the snake handlers, and the prosecutors nab them. They're going to whip it out, and they're going to, oh, I have a pardon. And then there's going to be a hearing on whether that pardon is legitimate. In other words, why didn't you publicize it? Well, the Constitution doesn't require me to publicize it. Okay, prove that you issued it before you left the presidency and not after noon of January 20. And Trump will just say, well, here's a notary seal. And that's what I did. I don't necessarily believe him. He's capable of lying, but maybe he did do it. And then the court's going to have to decide, is a pocket pardon enforceable? If I were a judge, at some point, the presidential pardon power has got to be reined in. When you have a flat-out criminal who is pardoning people basically because he's afraid they'll testify against him if they have to save themselves from jail, or it would look bad, like his kids, himself, and Giuliani, and he's just going to lie back. And if they're never prosecuted, well, no harm, no foul from his point of view. But if they are prosecuted, they whip it out. I have to say that I come down on the side of the insiders who deeply suspect that he issued pocket pardons. Now, the one thing that is going to be hard for him is, even if he issued himself a pocket pardon, he cannot pardon himself. You know, some of the Republican advocates will go, well, you know, it doesn't say he can't pardon himself. Well, yes, it does. The president is not above the law, and he can grant a pardon, which implies a third-person grant. You don't grant yourself what? I'm going to grant myself a milkshake right now. You know, say you drink a milkshake. And I think that the federal courts today would say a self-pardon, even if it's a pocket pardon, even if there is some ambiguity of whether it was issued prior to January 20 at noon, they're going to say that doesn't work. And he knows it. And right now, Cyrus Vance, the district attorney in Manhattan, the Attorney General of New York, the U.S. Attorney, and the attorneys in Georgia for his extortion call are looking at him very hard. And frankly, the U.S. Attorney in Washington, D.C., his role in the insurrection. And frankly, there's a ton that he did in the Ukraine impeachment. He lied. He lied in the discovery that he signed under oath. And he colluded with people to try to get them not to testify or to change their testimony. That's what he did. That's flat out what he did. So I think there's a shot at getting him, but stand by. Manafort has wiggled off the hook so far until they can find a crime that is not encompassed by his federal pardon and is outside the issue, or the issue of nucleus of operative fact is taken off the table. But I'm much more concerned about Trump himself, Giuliani, Don Jr., and some of these other characters who looked as if they hadn't been pardoned. So there you have it. We're coming to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.